Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Baba Batra, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah in the middle, which is Mishnah Chet in the fifth parak. Hamocher Yain v'shaman l'chaverov hu karu oshu huzalu. Somebody's selling wine, it's a liquid, wine or oil, to another fellow, and in the middle of the transaction, the value, the market value, either depreciated or appreciated. Im ad shelo nitmala l'hamida, if he hadn't yet filled in the measure, and you were selling him a liter, and you didn't yet fill in the liter, la mocher, then the mocher gets to decide whether or not to continue the process or to pull it back. Shmaleta midav, if it had already been filled in, then la lokeach. The lokeach is the one who's really in the driver's seat here, as far as deciding what's going to happen with the merchandise, whether he's going to keep it at that price or not. Now, v'mayasar sur b'nehan, we find out that if there's a middleman between them, and the Gemara very quickly is going to delineate all the details of this Mishnah, nishbraha chavit, and then if the barrel broke, nishbraha la sarsur, the sarsur is responsible for it. We'll see how that plays out. Sarsur is the middle guy. Chayav latif lo shalosh tipin, this is a separate halacha, says that when you're selling liquids, you have to squeeze out three more drops, which is the sort of the assumption of what they're going to get, three extra drops of the liquid. Hirchina umitzeit, but if you turn the barrel over and squoze out a little bit more, hareyusha mocher, anything beyond those three drops still belongs to the seller. Vachen vani enochev latif shalosh tipin. A storekeeper doesn't have to do that, because like the Rashbam says, the storekeeper is very busy with what he's doing and doesn't have the time to put out these three extra drops. Piromer of Shabbat v'chashicha patur. Rabbi Yehuda adds that on Erev Shabbat, just before dark, you're patur. Question is, who's he referring to? We'll see it in the Gemara. Okay, the first question is, Hamida Deman, who owns this measuring cup that, if the measure hasn't been filled yet, it belongs to the mocher, but if it has, it belongs to lokeach. Ilam mida lokeach, if it belongs to the buyer, ashtam alayid mida the mocher, then why would you say that the oil belongs to the seller until it's filled up? Mida lokeachi, it's his kli. Must be the seller's kli. So mishnah mida la lokeach. What are you going to say after it's filled up belongs to lokeach? Mida mocher, it belongs. It's his kli. And everything that we learned in the last couple daf indicates that the owner of the kli is going to have full control. So Rav Ila midat sarsur. He says, Rav Ila says, it's a third man, a third party, who has his kli that he's lent them for this. I'm not excited. He said, "Mayasosur b'neam ishbara chavid ishbara la sarsur." But if you take a look at the Mishnah, and you see that in the next clause it says, if there was a middleman, and it broke, etc., b'chol d'reish l'abes sarsur askinan. So clearly, in the Reisha, there is no sarsur, because we said, if there's a sarsur. The answer is, you're right, but Reisha mida below sarsur. In the Reisha, the sarsur lent his measuring cup, but he's not there. Seifa b'es sarsur asmo. In the Seifa, he's there also, and that's why it plays out differently. Okay, hirchino mitzeit. If you tipped it over, and got extra drops out, harehu shamocher. Kisalik Rabbi Elazar ashkechel ze'iri. When Rabbi Elazar made aliyah, he found ze'iri. Amarle mi kan tana da'at ne'rav midot. Is there anybody here who's taught, who's learned the from the Beit Midrash of Rav, laws of midot? Ach Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So they showed him Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, said he's the expert. Amarle mika kashalach. So he said, what are you asking? Didnan hirchina mitzeit harehu shamocher. Because he quoted our Mishnah. And he said, Vatnan, but we have a Mishnah that says, Hirchino mitzah harezu truma. If a person is giving truma from a barrel, and he gives out the proper amount, and then he squeezes out a little extra, it's also truma. Which means, in a parallel, it should be that, in this case, the extra drops belong to the buyer, not the seller. So, Marle, Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, Ha'it Marla, we have an explanation. Marva, mishum yeush balim naguba. The reason that, in our case, drops after the three drops belongs to the mocher is because of Yeush, because the lokeach knows he's getting three drops. Anything beyond that, he doesn't care about. He's given up on, not his business. You can't apply Yeush to Truma because Truma doesn't have a particular bailim. The Yisrael has an obligation to separate Truma and to give it to any Kohanim. Okay, Rachan Vanian, Uchayab Latif, etc. Bailu, Rabbi Yehuda, Aresha Kai, Ulakula, Udama Seifa Kai, Ulachumra. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda's comment that talks about Erev Shabbos just before dark, is that a comment on the Resha? Lakula, meaning he's saying that not only a chenvani, but anybody Erev Shabbos before, just like a chenvani is busy, so anybody just before Shabbos is busy and they don't have to add the three drops. Odil ma sefa kar l'chumer. Maybe he's commenting on the chenvani and limiting the chenvani's exemption to Erev Shabbat, and therefore he's being stringent. Toshma detanim bihur omer Erev Shabbat chashicha chenvani patur meisha chenvani tarud. The answer is he's being restrictive and saying that the exemption for the chenvani only applies before Shabbat. Okay, the next Mishnah. Shalech b'no etzel chenvani. And in some versions we have Punyan Biado, we'll see that's necessary to understand. So a man sends his son, his young son, to a storekeeper, and he's got a coin in his hand. Umadadlo bi isar shemen v'natan lo ta isar. Punyon is two isarim, and so he gives him a punjon is two isarim. And so he gave him an isar worth of shemen, and then he gave him back an isar of change. Shavar tatzluchit, and now let's say the kid broke the dish, v'ibeda taisar, or he lost the coin, chenvani chayav, the chenvani is liable for that, and the assumption here is that what business did he have to give these things to a child? Rabbi Yehuda poter, Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's exempt, why shamanat ken shalcho, that's why the father sent him to pick it up. So the father took responsibility for it. Chacham agree with Rabbi Yehuda in a case where the kid is holding onto the plate and the chenvani pours it right in and then the kid breaks the plate, then the chenvani is exempt. So now we have to figure out how this plate plays out, that you're exempt in that case, but they disagree about the case where the kid hands the plate over, the chenvani takes the plate. All right, so Bishlam Abi Yisur V'Shevin, I understand why the chenvani is liable for the coin that got lost, or for the shemen that got lost, because that comes from him. B'ha'pli, again, what's the machlokot of Yehuda Rabbanan? Rabbanan savri l'udue shadre. Rabbanan say that the father sent the kid in order to notify the storekeeper he wants to buy it, not to get it. Yehuda savra l'shdure l'shadre. No, he sent it to pick it up. And so, therefore, that was the father's responsibility. El shavart sluchit, but no, it's unclear why, if the kid breaks the dish, aved amidati. The father sent the kid with the dish, so the father's liable. Why would the chenvani be liable for that? So we have four answers. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Hacha balabayit mocher tzluchiyot taskinan. Really, what we're talking about here is that the father is somebody who sells these plates. That the chenvani took it in order to check it out and see if he wants to buy it. Uchid is Shmuel, and follow Shmuel. Da Amar Shmuel, and hotel klimin ha'uman, amanat levakrov, and anas biyado, if somebody takes a kli from an artisan in order to see if it's good, and it breaks in his hand, chayav, he's liable. Even though he's just checking it out, he's liable. So therefore, in this case, the chenvani is liable. But why Yehuda said your potter? So lema Shmuel tanoi, you're going to say that Shmuel's halacha is subject to machloket tanaim, and he's taking Rabbanan's side? So that doesn't work. El Rambam of Yosef Damer Tavayu, they have a second separate answer. Ha ha ba chenvani mocher tzluchiyot askinan. We're talking about as a storekeeper who sells tzluchiyot, right? And therefore, therefore it's his tzluchit. Ve'az Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei v'rabbanan l'tamayu, and then everybody follows in their own line. As we said before, Rabbi Yehuda says the father sent him to pick up the stuff, and Rabbanan say no, he sent him just to let the guy know. And so everything's coming from the chenvani. So hiachi masef modim chacham Rabbi Yehuda b'zman she'tzluchit biyad atinok madar chenvani l'tocha she'chenvani patur. But then the seifa doesn't make sense. Because why would the Rabbanan agree, if this is a case with a chenvani who sells plates, that if the storekeeper put the plate in the kid's hand and poured it in and it broke, that you're patur? Why would you be patur? Vamart lodui shadre. Rabbanan said that he only sent the kid to let them know. Why did that change if the chenvani put it in his hand? So that doesn't work. Alabaya bar avin v'rav chanina bar avin damri tavayu. So Rav Avin's son said the following. Hacha b'mayaskinan. The chenvani took the plate in order to use it to measure it out. He wasn't just giving it to him. If you find an animal out there and you hit it with a stick, then you are chayev for as an aveda. You're not chayev to return it as an aveda until you take some action. The minute you hit it and knock it, so therefore the chenvani, once he picked it up and used it for measuring, he's now chayev. Why, Amor Dama Rabba, wait a second. Rabba's halacha is only balei chayim, about animals. Dan ketinu nigra b'raita. You're pushing him in one direction, you're pushing him over. Ki ha'gavna mi'amar, but he didn't say that about plates. El Amor Rabba, the fourth answer is, Ani v'arisha b'chavura targumine. I and the great lion of the chavura explained it. Umana Rabzer, that's Rabzer. Me and Rabzer explained it. Hach ma'askinan, shtatla lamud bala acherim. Here's what happened. The chenvani took the plate that the kid brought in order to measure it for another transaction he was doing. The machloket is simply about a shol shol midat, when you borrow something without asking the reshut to the owner. Mar savar shol havei, So Rabbi Yehuda says you're a shoel. If you're a shoel, you can return it to the one that you got it from, and that's fine. And he gave it back to the kid. Marsav a gazlan habe. And Rabbanan say, no, you're a gazlan, and therefore you have to return it to the father. You put it in the kid's hand. The kid broke it. You're chayav. Okay, last piece is an analysis of Shmuel's statement that we saw earlier in our first answer, which didn't work for us, but still is, of course, a valid, valuable statement. Amar Shmuel, hanotel kli min ha'umam v'bakro v'nanas b'yado. If you take a kli from an artisan and check it out, and then it breaks, chayav. But that's only if it has a set value. So all that's left is for you to decide if you want it. Hahu gavra. Now we have a couple stories. The alei ovei tivcha guy went into a shlacht house. Agva atma debiso. He picked up a thigh. Paradika agva ata parsha marma mine. An animal came and grabbed it from him. Atzal kamar Raviyemar chibei l'shlumei damei. Raviyemar said you're chayev to pay. V'hani milihu dekitzei damei. But he added that's only if the thigh had a set price. Hahu gavra da'iti kari l'fumnara. There's a guy who brought squash to Pumnahar out of the town. Atu kuleyama shakul kara kara. Everybody came to take the squash. They picked it up. They didn't yet pay. So this guy got angry and says, I'm maktish all of them. He said, your hektish is nothing because you don't own it. They own it. That's only if they had a set price. But if you want, they didn't have a set value, then they're still in your property. And then the hektish is good. But the point being is that if there's a set price and somebody picks it up, he now has responsibility for it, which also means if you're maktish it, it's nothing. Okay. Last piece is Tanu Rabbanan. Halokeach yerek min hashuk. If somebody goes to the shuk and he's buying vegetables, v'yerek afilu kolim kulo, and he's picking out what the better ones are, lo kanav lo nchayiv maser. He hasn't been kona anything yet, and there's no chiyuv maserot. He's buying it from a guy who's chashin al maserot, or somebody who doesn't take maserot. Once he decided to buy it, then he's chayiv maser. So now what's he going to do? Lach zero, we have shari, he can't return it to the mocher, shkorn chayiv maser. It's already chayiv maser. Lach zero, we have shari, he can't now separate the maserot out, shkorn mafchitan bedamim. Then he's cheating the owner out. He's giving the owner 90% of what he took. So Hakate said, what do? Maaser lo ten lo dmei maaser. What you have to do is take it, be maaser, and then give everything back, and give the chenvani, give the storekeeper that you bought it from, the value of the stuff that you kept as maaser, and then give it to the levim, etc. Now, one question is, atu mishum de gomar beliba liknot kan chayiv maaser? Wait a second, just because the guy in his mind decided to buy it, now it's his, and he's chayiv maaser? So Roshaya hacha bi arishom asking, we're talking here about a very observant person, a very spiritual person. Gon Rav Safra, the famous story of Rav Safra at the end of Makot, came benaf shevet dover amet bevavo. The story of the fellow who came up to him to buy something, and he was in the middle of Kriyat Shema, and in his mind he accepted the price, and the fellow thought that he was asking more, so the guy kept raising the price. When he finished Kriyat Shema, he told him, I'm only going to accept from you the original value, because in my mind I accepted it. So in that case, when you decide that it's yours, now it's yours, and there's a chiyuv of maserot, and we go from there. But the point being is that how you fix it is that you separate the maserot, and then you have to pay the storekeeper, if you don't want to keep the stuff, pay the storekeeper for the maserot that you took. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah. Everybody should have a wonderful day.